Proclamation number 4599 of 28th of March, 1949. Keep my word. Come all ye to me. Adhere to my word and don't ponder and question whether it is to be understood differently than you feel in your heart. You can always draw comfort and strength from my word, and thus you need not live in fear and worry but can banish them at any time by letting me speak to you. As the father of my children, I know everything that moves them and presses them, and I stand by and wait until my children trustingly approach me and ask me for help. And I do not deny them what they ask for. I have an answer ready for every anxious question, and I repeat what I said when I walked on earth. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. Don't let yourselves be weighed down by worldly worries which will dissolve into nothing again by themselves, but only remember your soul which will always receive strength, to which the strength from me is imparted through my word, which is why receiving my word is the most necessary thing for you which you must not neglect. And that is why I so often let hardship and suffering come upon you, because I want you to withdraw the strength from my word so that your souls will be strengthened. I want you to maintain an everlasting connection with me, that you don't put me aside and let the world come to the fore. And if you are in danger, I will approach you in the form of suffering and affliction. And then let me speak to you. And I will speak words to you which truly give you strength and comforts and shall be evidence of my presence, of my knowledge about your adversity and of my love. I only want you to come to me of your own accord in order to feel your trust which makes me happy, and I want to remind you of all my words which I spoke to people on earth who are in the same spiritual and earthly adversity. And you will recognize me myself in the word, because you recognize the divine origin through the gift of strength, and thus you will also be firm in your faith, which I want to help you achieve through my word. Amen.